When I taught at a university for many, many years, I was oftentimes the youngest person in the room. Most of my students were older than I was when I taught at St. John's University in graduate school back in the 70s. So that it's really about fulfilling an inner kind of destiny, a destiny that once you feel it and once you feel it, you can't stop it. So with this kind of inner burning desire, I took on, just like when Your Erroneous Zones was published back in 1976, and I was told by all of the various publishing houses and told, given all the reasons why you can't go out to America. I remember an executive telling me in New York that you can't reach everybody in America unless you go on the Today Show, appear on the Tonight Show, or get on Phil Donahue, or get on the Dinah Shore Show, or whatever the network shows were at that time. And I was just sitting there thinking, but there is another way to go to everybody in America. And that's to go to everybody in America. Just get out there and get in your car and go do that. And doesn't that sound like an exciting prospect, the idea of doing it yourself and going from city? Coal miner's daughter for Erroneous Zones. I was Loretta Lynn, right? Just going from station to station and delivering my books and just having the time of my life until ultimately many wonderful things began to happen. But it was like that inner burning desire is something that when there's people out there telling you that something can't be done, and this is the way it was with the public television thing. And so what I did is once we created the shows and we finally had them taped and so on, and had invested the money ourselves in them, I went to every public television station in America that would have me. And I made 68 visits. Now that's 68 cities to go to. And that's an awful lot of hotel rooms, and it's a lot of connections in Atlanta and Cincinnati and Salt Lake City and Dallas and so on. But it was that thing that's in here. It's that burning desire to be able to not just have success come my way, because never did I ever think how much money I would make or how much I would even be able to raise. Always it was about, here's a way to reach an awful lot of people. And I look at television, and I heard a statistic that said that the average child in America has seen 12,000 murders in his own living room and family room and bedroom on cable and commercial television before his 14th birthday. I read that or saw that someplace. And I thought, sure, there are simulations. Sure, there are people who are paid to act as if that is. But they don't all know the distinction. And you remember the events of the 11th of September in 2001. And so many children, 6, 7, and 8 years old, who've been accustomed to playing on video games in which people are killed all the time, just assumed that in the next minute, they would all get up. And the building, while it all went down, in the next, it'll go back up again, and we'll start all over again. There was almost like they had become inured to the continuous reinforcement of violence as entertainment. And it had become a new way of life. And I've said to many, many parents, now I know that generation upon generation of people have been saying for as far back as Cicero, when we were kids, the way the world was, and then it happened in the first century and the second century, and I guess I'm saying that here, but I know for certain that when I was a young boy, that the way children talked to their parents, including myself, is very different than the way children talk to their parents today. How many of you have noticed that in the room here? Most hands go up. That we have a medium out there of talking back and being sort of smart alecky and seeing how wise you can be, a wise acre you can be, and seeing how obscene you can be, or seeing how cute you can be, or just whatever, but that there's almost like there's been this lack of respect, not for the, necessarily for someone because that they're older, but just the lack of respect. I remember thinking when my mother got our family back together again, that nobody in my family, my two brothers or myself, and my mother was a little woman and never said to any of us,